Authorized enrollment and triple advantage.
Welcome to the Oddcast Show with Dusty Angel,
Desi,
and Robert, only on errorfm.com. Here they are, the Oddcast.
Now, I don't mean to sound like a big Grinch or anything, but is this Christmas season taking an unusually long time? I mean, they did start it back in fucking September, but
it does kind of seem like that, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm kind of ready for it to be over.
No, it started in November. November came right after Thanksgiving. It
was no, like dude, season. I saw fucking as soon as Halloween shit was being put down, dude, they were fucking already hanging up the Christmas shit. I don't know, it just seems like it's extra long to me. I don't mean to start off in a grumpy, grouchy note.
Mr. Grumpy,
I know. Humbug. I'm sorry, guys, but no, I mean, I look forward to this year, but it's really like I'm just ready for the fucking new year to get here and let's.
Yeah. I'm buying nobody nothing.
Christmas always gets here too quickly, and then it's here for too long, and then it doesn't go away fast enough.
Yeah, and then you get postpartum depression for a few days,
and then you're broke after the new year.
Exactly.
It's like everybody go spend all your money at the end of the year, so when tax time comes, we have money to give you back.
Go make more money to spend it on next Christmas.
Exactly, dude. We're fucking puppets, people. Okay, all this Black Friday shit a few weeks ago, and
now we got Green Mondays.
You know, it's Cyber Mondays.
No, there's a green. No, what day was it?
I don't
it's
know,
a green something, but it's a Green Tuesday.
Green Tuesday. What
for what?
Huh? Come over here, sweetheart. What did you say?
We can't hear
this
you.
This is beautiful, Brittany.
There's Support Small Business Saturday.
God.
Yay! I couldn't remember. Days. I smoked too much pot.
Too many fucking days to remember. Knock it off,
they're
people.
They're adding like days. It's like Black Friday, and then there's like Cyber Monday, and then there's the fucking other one, the green whatever.
Yeah, and that is the only positive thing, because black is usually associated with the black plague.
With negativity.
You know, things like
black
that.
Black people. Black
you
market.
Know what it means, though, right?
Point taken.
You know what it means, though, right?
The companies are in the black, because usually they're in the red, which means,
in accounting terms, they are losing money, but
black means they're making money that day, right?
Right?
Yeah, yeah. It's all, we're all fools, people. And this Cyber Monday shit you guys did a couple weeks ago also, we're fools.
I just made a wish list on Amazon.com. So you can go there and you can, like, you know, pick a bunch of crap that you would want. You don't have to get things expensive, just crap.
A wish list?
Yeah, a wish list. And then people, I guess, buy you stuff. Like,
what?
Yeah, like, I made a wish list of a bunch of crap. Didn't you guys see?
Only if you have the vagina, right?
My wish list. Amazon.com, Desi Talks.
Oh,
but
my
how do you get it? Who buys it for you? What do you have to do?
Nothing. People can just go on there, look at your wish list, and if they want to, they can buy it for you. Say it's just like something small, like piercings or something, body jewelry.
Horrible.
What's a Christmas program?
No, I don't know. It's for you. It could be for anything. I made one for my birthday, and it's just going to sit up there after Christmas.
Oh, my God.
I put a picture and a little of information about me. I'm poor.
No.
I've been starving for... I'm just kidding.
No, Desi. That is not cool, Destiny.
Hey.
Okay, I'm going to call you by your name. That is not
like
cool.
It's like cyberly pimping yourself with a photo to get things from people because you're pretty.
That's fucking horrible, dude. Well, tonight we got a pretty interesting show. Something, you know, we talk about a lot. We've said and done a lot of shit on this show, but there's still shit that I would never tell you, Robert, or Desi,
fifth.
You would never tell me, or Robert, you would never tell Desi.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, there's things I would never say.
So
yeah, that's true.
We know there's a lot of you out there, motherfuckers. Everybody has skeletons
my
in the
best,
closet.
My best saying is some things are better left unsaid.
Very,
and
very
I think
true.
It's true.
Uh-huh.
Because people don't need to know all your business.
Exactly.
Because they might judge you, and you don't need that shit.
True that.
It's my business.
If you want to know about Desi's business, though, tune in every fucking Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific.
You get most of it, but there's things I'll never tell. I'll never tell.
We got a great show after the news, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is George W. Bush. Whenever Laura and I want to hear about midget porn and herpes, we check out the Oddcast at errorfm.com. They do a good job.
Hi, this is Larry King. Tonight on CNN, Destiny Herrera gets arrested during a donkey show in Mexico. And one guy, one jaw, for the full hour, right here on CNN.
No, 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 it is not a mistake. It is errorfm.com.
Good evening and thank you for joining us. And now for the news.
Great shit.
That was funny.
Probably my favorite story of the week. Because once you hear the story, you're going to realize how fucking dumb this bitch is for doing this. But a Florida woman stole Christmas decorations from her neighbor that lives just a few houses.
That was
down.
Me.
Destiny.
I needed a candy cane and a Santa.
It says police say two South Florida women are accused of stealing Christmas decorations from their neighbor's yard and putting them in a yard less than a block away. Police in the Miami suburb of Sweetwater say about $500 worth of items were taken, including Mickey Mouse on a snow cane, I mean on a candy cane, hugging penguins, and Snoopy on a doghouse and Santa on a sled.
I told you it was me, candy cane to Santa.
Won't she see that shit when she's dropping her daughter off at school that she passes the neck? How are you going to steal the shit and put it?
Buy finger discount.
And they spotted her putting up the decorations less than a block away.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
What Jesus. A dumb bitch. Dumb bitches everywhere, even on Christmas.
Jesus fucking hell.
Oh, I see. Cash-strapped woman uses dating site for meals.
Yeah. Desi?
What?
Desi likes this. A young New York City woman who was having trouble keeping up with the skyrocketing rent says she was able to enjoy about $1,200 worth of fancy restaurant meals per month.
Nice.
Thanks to a popular dating site. Through an elaborate schedule of dinner dates set up on Match.com, a 23-year-old woman nicknamed Minerva McGonagall. McGonagall, yeah.
That's not
said me. She was able to eat out five nights a week and let five different men pick up the check. She went from spending $500 a month eating alone to having free meals worth $60 each night.
Wow.
She said, before I barely had enough money to pay for food. She said, after using Match.com, I found I wasn't going into debt anymore.
Wow.
And after a while, she got tired of online dating and found a boyfriend.
Oh.
She said it was exhausting and that she needed her sleep. And she was done playing the game.
Yeah,
SugarDaddy.com.
Sucking five cocks is a hard
five
the hard
cocks
thing
a
to
night.
Do.
At I mean, five
one
cocks a week.
Exactly, Rob. You know
it's
what that's
a
like. It's
life
fucking
for
hard.
Me.
I know what it's like sucking one cock for five nights a week.
Fucking hell.
I don't know what that feels like. Yeah. It's been a long time.
You're
for
not
that.
Much of a cocksucker.
No.
Yeah.
Tacos, please.
Oh, there you go.
Tacos any day.
Pink Taco Tuesday.
Shout. Taco flavored kisses.
This is one of my other favorite stories of this week because I fucking hate criminals, except for weed smokers. Mugger left bloodied after he did an attempted robbery on an Everybody MMA is. Fighter.
Wow.
Says a convicted felon tried to rob a man who ended up being an MMA fighter, police say. He ended up paying a steep price. Police did not release the victim's name, but said he was able to ward off Anthony Miranda, who ended up with two black eyes and a gunshot wound to the ankle after a tussle. The victim was sitting in his parked car when Miranda walked up to him asking for a lighter. When the victim did not have one, Miranda pulled out a handgun and demanded money. That's when the old MMA guy did all his fucking magic, ended up holding homeboy down, and he tried to shoot at him, but he ended up shooting himself, and yeah. Just be careful who you fuck with, people.
Don't mess with MMA fighters.
Love that shit.
They'll kick your ass.
Fucking love it.
Let's see. A man calls a prostitute, and his daughter arrives.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, that's nasty.
A man called a prostitute to his hotel room only to find out that she was his daughter. The man was away in a nearby town on a business trip. He got lonely and decided to hire a call girl. The girl who arrived turned out to be his own daughter.
Oh, boy.
The father then began feeling chest pains, which turned out to be a mild heart attack.
Oh, shit.
The man quickly ended his stay and returned to his wife to tell the truth about what happened.
Oh, wow.
The wife of the man has since filed for divorce and is looking for her daughter.
Damn.
Wow.
Oh, that's fucking horrid.
That is like the worst nightmare.
Chalk that up to one thing I never want to experience in my fucking life.
No.
It's a small world after.
Too fucking small. Damn, people. Hey, you know what, though? It's bound to happen. What are the chances? That has
so
to be.
So proud of his daughter.
That's one in a 6 billion chance of fucking happening, and it happened to him. Wow, dude. All right, let's see. Oh, another thing Japan is ahead of. Japan always ahead of the curve. Japan unveils robot fashion model. Uh-oh, it's Rob's song.
No more spoon diet.
Oh, shit.
The Japanese have always been at the forefront of technological advancement, so it should really come as no surprise to anyone that they have unveiled a humanoid robot fashion model named HRP Sounds too much like herpes. 4C and decked out in silver and black metallic outerments, this walking, talking, facial expression producing robot was created to strut her stuff on catwalks in Japan.
Oh, snaps.
That's fucking nuts. It says, according to one of the creators, her appearance is inspired by the anime subculture. Hey, some of those anime girls are hot, but we'll talk about that on another show.
Another says, fetish show?
Yeah. Research and development for the robot cost an estimated $3 million, 200 million yen. Damn.
That's incredible.
For a fucking walking Japanese robot. Hey.
Damn, what are supermodels going to do? The robots can be skinnier than
them. I'm telling you, dude. It's turning into that Will Smith movie, man. One of the Will Smith movies. Fuck.
iRobot.
He had like four of them with the same plot.
The model's going to want to start.
Independence Day.
The model's going to want to start her own franchise.
I don't have to cuss in my raps to sell records.
Yeah, nigga.
Let's see. Wife tried to snip husband's penis with a pair of scissors.
I heard about this fucking bitch.
Another penis disaster. A 69-year-old Palm Springs woman tried to cut off her husband's penis with scissors.
Wow.
Virginia Valdez was arrested on suspicion of mayhem, assault with a deadly weapon, and spousal abuse. The couple has been married for 32 years, according to the Los Angeles Times, and Valdez's 62-year-old husband called police when officers came to his house. He said his wife had tried to cut off his penis with scissors. They were more heavy-duty than the standard office scissors, police said.
Fuck.
Officers recovered the scissors and arrested Valdez. The victim was treated at a hospital for injuries and released.
Damn. Jesus. See, too many... Lorena Bobbitt started this whole fucking shit back in 92 or whenever she tried to snip off her cousin. And how many stories have we read this year about fucking... Women's,
I think at least four.
And then a woman with the garbage disposal in El Monte of all places.
Yeah.
Hey, ain't no fury like a woman scorned, baby.
Exactly. Oh.
Better watch yourself. Man. Check yourself.
If we had penises, you'd rip them off too.
Scary. Probably. Yeah.
That's it. Entertainment news with Destiny. So Lindsay Lohan lost her purse at a Hawaii house party.
No!
This week. She recovered it. But she, at the time, she had lost her passport, important probation documents, and $10,000 in cash, which wasn't recovered when the purse was...
Really?
A guy brought the purse and he found it on the streets, and the money wasn't in there.
Uh-huh.
But she didn't really care too much, I guess. She was just happy to get her probably her probation documents, you know?
And her fucking meth.
Well, I don't doubt the crack would have been in there.
But hey, you guys saw those pictures.
Oh,
yummy!
You know what those pictures look like? They look like old
Marilyn Monroe. It was supposed to. That was the whole thing.
That's the theme.
That was, oh, God.
No,
I personally like Lindsay Lohan. Fuck everybody. I think
they have to take all those freckles off Photoshop.
She looked cracked out.
I like her with the freckles. Call me crazy.
I don't know. But Joe Parentino, the 84-year-old Penn State football coach.
Yeah, bastard.
He fell and broke his hip.
Good.
Oh,
or his pelvis.
Dies.
Good.
Hey, you can die from that.
Hopefully it cut off his cock.
He's suffering from like chemo or from lung cancer.
Yeah, fuck him.
Oh,
good.
Oh,
did he do something bad that I don't know about?
He
molest a child?
Molested children.
Yes,
oh, well then that's fine.
It didn't happen on MTV.
Oh, well in that case, then I don't feel bad for him like falling and breaking his pelvis. That means he can't use it anymore on little boys.
He's a candidate. He's a candidate for douchebag of the year, by the way, on our upcoming end of the year awards.
He so won't be molesting any more boys.
Nope.
With his pelvis broken.
That's what I just said.
I know, but good.
Lamar Odom moving to Texas to the Mavericks. Lakers got rid of him. And then also I want to talk about Rick Perry.
Oh, that's
I wanted
douchebag.
You to play. Did you? Can you play that?
Yes, I can.
Because I don't know if you guys saw the video, but I hope nobody votes for him because it's just, it's ridiculous. It's just anti, just it's discriminating.
Everything.
Yes.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm a Christian, but you don't need to be in the pew every Sunday to know that there's something wrong in this country when gays can serve openly in the military.
Did he say that?
But our kids can't openly celebrate Christmas or pray in school. As president, I'll end Obama's war on religion. I'll fight against liberal attacks on our religious heritage. Faith made America strong. It can make her strong again. I'm Rick Perry, and I approve this message.
And that is on his YouTube channel,
Fuck
his
Rick
actual
Perry.
YouTube
channel.
That
he
is
has,
ridiculous.
Last I looked about a few hours ago, he had 61,000 dislikes and like 13,000 likes.
Uh-oh.
But they also did parodies on it, too, if I don't know if you want to hear that.
So you're connected to Rick Perry. That's pretty...
I'm not connected. I'm just paying attention to the media. But they did a parody on it, which is really funny as well.
You have that, Rob?
Yes.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm an atheist. But you know there's something wrong with this country when politicians think it's okay to hate on gays and non-believers in ads, as if their magic spirit guide, or whatever, blessed them with special a-hole privileges. Perhaps this is a good time to remember that gay and atheist presidents didn't get us into the war in Iraq, the financial crisis, or turn your mortgage into toilet paper. It took some God-fearing vagina penetrators to pull that.
Yeah!
Maybe we should let Christians do what they do best, praying, which clearly doesn't work, and leave the governing to sodomites and infidels. Rick Perry may believe in God, but I've seen his polls, and God does not believe in Rick Perry.
Oh,
hey, I'm a heathen, and I approve this message.
Can you believe that?
That's like, ridiculous.
Pretty much in plain man terms, this is what I'm saying.
I love the parody, though.
Look at us getting political. Who would have thought that?
When I saw that, I was like, what? This is real?
Yeah, and it's crazy, right? It's 2011, dude, and it's like...
We just got the whole don't tell, don't ask thing approved,
right,
you know? And
you're gonna
come up with this?
But it's so scary because, once again, the whole gay marriage thing didn't pass. It's scary that there's still people out there.
Would you be upset if they forced your child to pray in school?
Oh, I don't want them. I don't want none of that shit. I know. That's creepy shit, dude.
Our kids can't pray in school, but gays can serve in the military.
Too right for me, and there's some crazy lefties too left for them. Oh, no, I'm done.
That's my fucking news, bitches. Entertainment news. That's a wrap.
All women have... skeleton in the closet. All women have done something that only them and another person knows about. All women have one skeleton. Even little sweet innocent ones have something that only them and another person knows about. All women. Don't be... I look at the guys looking at their women again like this. You got skeletons in your closet. I thought I seen a bone in your shoe. Whose skeleton was that? Don't be fooled. They all have a skeleton in the closet. Some of them got cemeteries in their closet and shit. You open the door and ravens and shit fly out the closet. So be careful. Be careful. Get the perfect person for you. Get somebody you're going to be with forever. You don't have to worry about breaking up. Find somebody perfect for you. I'm not saying that they're perfect people. I'm saying we ain't perfect. But find somebody just as fucked up as you are and settle down. That's what you got to do.
Hi, this is Tom, and you're listening to The Oddcast. And if you want to email them, their email address is their name, theoddcastshow@gmail.com. Thank you.
Eddie Murphy said it best, dude. Everybody has skeletons in their closet. Everybody.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah, there's things about me that only me and my therapist know. There's things about me that only me and the other person who is involved
Denise
know.
Knows.
All that, too. You know what? I share most of that shit. But, no, there's things that, yeah, we would never tell another living soul, right? Like
there are some things.
Yeah, and it's kind of, I mean, you held a big one in for years. I mean, the
I
biggest.
I know. It was like, I already know, dude.
Even though Desi came across
you don't know everything.
He came across your gay.
No, but I knew he was gay from, like, childhood. And he used to do my hair.
Once you came across those gay pictures on his fucking computer, it all fucking said
yes.
The whole...
I was like, dude, I know. I was all like, oh, God, you guys weren't supposed to know that. Friends over my shoulders.
Exactly, dude. But I think there's a lot of shit that's happened to us. I hate to start it on such a sore subject, but like something like being molested and things like that is as a kid, like that's things that, you know,
I can happily say I've never had to experience anything
me
like
neither.
That. Ever.
See, we would
but,
all say no. But who
no,
one
no,
of us
oh,
could.
No, I wasn't saying but like that. But I was saying like I had skeletons in my closet when I was like 16 because I was in the closet then. I was pulled out of it by my mom. Like, she ripped me out of the closet.
She ripped it. Oh, in the gate.
Because my sister found a journal that I wrote in. I talked about liking some girl.
Uh-huh.
And she showed my mom. And then my mom's like, one day, like, it's okay. I know.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, huh? And I was actually kind of messing around with drugs at the time. So I'm thinking she's talking about drugs.
Ah.
And my heart's pounding. I'm like, oh, my God, you know. And then she's
damn.
Like, I know about you and so-and-so. And I'm like,
record scratch.
Oh, that's all? That's all you know about?
I was like, oh, my God. If that's it. Yes, mother, I like the vagina.
You're like, yeah, you said that shit with pride. Yes, mom, I do eat pussy.
Like, I was like, oh, as long as that's
drugs. I thought
she
found the fucking coke and everything. Oh,
16,
thank
man.
You.
Shit.
God damn. But, okay, there's, we found a top 10 list on one of our favorite websites. We're not going to go there, are we?
Axeman?
AskMen.
AskMen?
.com.
AskMen.
Not AskMen, which is Robert's favorite.
I love that website.
I know.
Have you ever typed it in, AskMen?
Desi fucking hates when we do this, Robert.
I got all quiet.
I was like, yeah, fucking go ahead, you stupid fucks. Fuck, I hate these guys. But some of the top 10 skeletons in her closet.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, because, you know, guys.
Sleeping with her friends, best friend's boyfriend. I'll never tell.
See, and you mean it, because there's shit that you would never, even though you spread say a lot of shit on the show, Desi, I bet there's still stuff that you would never, ever tell us.
Yeah, there's even with my closest friend, there's things I'll never say.
There you go.
I'm sorry, but you'll never know.
Uh-huh. Well, according to AskMen.com, one of her biggest skeletons in the closet, and we'll just go down the list here, is she was engaged at one point in her life. That's pretty interesting, because it says, sure, you know she wasn't a virgin, but did you know that she was once set to walk down the aisle? Why is she terrified that she can't leave the past behind and be outed for this one? Because it would ruin the blind fantasy that she was always made for you. I there has to be women out there that lie about that. I think.
But would it really be that big of a deal?
It wouldn't. But for some reason, I think they would
people
think.
People are crazy. They want to be all traditional. And
right.
Like fucking Kim Kardashian. Dude.
Whatever.
She like wanted to have a baby already. Let's have a baby. We just got married.
Right,
we've
right.
been married for 32 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Bitch made a fucking sex tape.
Oh, you ain't no virgin anything.
She shouldn't even worn white.
She can't even order virgin drinks.
I would have impregnated her within 72 hours.
I have, if anybody wants to borrow that, I have that.
You have?
I have the Kim Kardashian. Yes, I found it today in my stuff. I had gotten it a while ago.
Let's see if anybody's paying attention. Let's put that on our website.
Yeah.
If anybody would like to see the Kim Kardashian and Ray J DVD, email me, hit me up online, and you can watch it. I'll send it to you.
Or go to YouPorn. How about they? Right. How about they get a
how
video?
How much trouble
of,
could I get into?
No. How about they get a video of Desi watching the Ray J and
I could do that.
There we go. See, that'll.
I'll
sit
in front
of
him and be like, "Oh,
there you
it's
go."
It's not that great.
See, Des, you got to start thinking.
She doesn't even moan. That she's like, "I'm gonna come."
You got to start thinking with your vagina. I've told
no,
you.
No, I'm not lying. She says that. She's just like, "I'm gonna come."
God, I don't care.
And then you see her suck his dick.
Holler back.
I swear they repeat the same images over and over again, though, and it's just them doing, like, nonsense throughout the day and then fucking and then nonsense and then fucking. I'm like, didn't I just see them fuck like that a minute ago?
God, you guys are... I'm sorry. I'm kind of getting turned.
Oh.
No, anything Kim Kardashian, just... I love that woman.
I know what her vagina looks like.
Booty.
You see her vagina and her asshole more than her tits. You see her tits like once.
I'm fine with that. Her tits aren't all that crazy to me because they're super fake, and I like that ass. It's in the yes.
Kim Kardashian's but, ass.
On to the next. Whew, on to the next skeleton in the closet that
you're
a lot of women are.
Poking me. Put that thing away.
She used to be fat. It says she's fat now. Phat. Ha ha. Pretty hot and tempting. God, dude, you got to pick a new website. But she used to be fat. If this is one of the skeletons in her closet, your girlfriend was once an overweight and has since lost weight and gotten into great shape. Along with her old body, she's throwing out old photos, videos, and anything else that ties her to that period in her life.
I wouldn't care.
But she's that insecure about it, though.
But I would know if you were fat. If I see you naked, you're going to have stretch marks in places that a fat person would have.
Yes. I just hugged a woman who used to be like 160 pounds heavier, and she's now really thin, but it's weird because like all her...
She's got loose skin. Like you have to get the... You can lose the fat, but you don't lose the skin. Your skin's stretched out.
The average person can't afford what the Hollywood people can and go spend $10,000 on getting their underarm fat. That's why Kirstie Alley doesn't have all that.
Hey, Mariah Carey.
I know, right?
See Mariah Carey? After two kids, she lost 70 pounds.
That's another
one. She went
one.
On Jenny Craft.
Trisma?
Jenny Craig.
She really did. She was in an ad for Jenny Craig.
Jenny Craig. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought there was a new Jenny Craft. I'm like, oh. Did she
no,
really?
That's the ghetto form of
she's
the diet.
Fucking, that's another one. I love Mariah Carey. I'm sorry.
You know who I saw on TV the other day?
Who?
Whitney Houston.
She's off crack now. She's doing
good.
Yeah,
she didn't look cracked out. She had her face was full.
Really?
She was talking coherently.
Interesting.
Bobby Brown has a new excuse to get high, though.
Why?
His dad just died.
Oh, damn. Des, you're mean. Jesus H. Christ with the craziness here.
Oh, well, I don't care.
Yeah, you don't.
Dad anyway?
Yeah, exactly. You don't give a fuck about Amy Winehouse. Why Bobby Brown's fucking pops?
Bobby Brown's fucking crackhead. Whatever.
Damn. So his dad should. So
he ruined
dad,
Whitney
huh?
Houston. He made her crackhead.
You know what? Actually, that's one right here. Look, another one is she's done hard drugs. That's another skeleton that women keep in their closet.
I can understand wanting to hide.
Yep.
I wouldn't be like, so I used to be a fucking crackhead,
fucking pill head.
I have a problem with pills, but that was just 8 months ago. I'm clean now.
I'm good now. I've been clean for 8 months.
If you haven't been clean for more than like couple, like 3 years or so, I don't trust you. If it's been less than a year, I don't trust you.
Look, man.
Even still, I'd be kind of shy away from that.
It's been 108 hours. They put everything in fucking hours.
I know. They're like, I have been sober for 3 months, 32 or whatever. Six months,
32 hours.
Yeah. Now, 5 minutes and 52 seconds.
Now, this is the sad part because it says most of the time her drug use is probably tied to a loser guy.
Oh.
Yep.
That's probably true.
That is. Yeah.
Girls are dumb.
Yeah, you guys are.
I don't understand those ones that are stuck in those relationships that are getting beat every day.
Exactly.
And I'm like, they're like, but I love him. No, you, dude, he don't love you.
When he's not on heroin, he's such a good guy.
You're stupid.
I promise.
Plain and simple, you're fucking stupid.
But yeah, speaking of things that have been introduced. God, I've introduced my girl.
That's a skeleton in the closet, though.
What's that?
Being beaten by your husband.
Oh, hell yeah. You don't share that shit at all, right? That is, no,
it
really.
It was the doorknob.
Right, yeah. That's, women go their whole lives.
But women are stupid. I'm sorry.
You know what?
But
no.
Some of them are stupid.
Desi said it. You said it.
There's a song Britney Spears has called Criminal.
Uh-huh.
Where she's like, I'm in love with a criminal.
Exactly. We hear it. The whole bad boy thing, it's all true, people.
I saw this fucking story on TV, and this woman was getting beat by her husband. She called cops, and he goes to jail. Calls cops, and goes to jail. She gets back on them. Bullshit, you know, typical story.
Yeah.
So, and then at one point, he even, like, tied her up, like, with barbed wire and left her in the attic for, like, 3 days or whatever.
And she still went back
to him? Still went back to him after the fact.
Damn.
You know, I think how the story, I think she murdered him. I don't know. I didn't finish the story.
What? God damn.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Something happened.
I need those details.
But just saying, that's a hell of a skeleton in the closet.
That's
and you're covering up for that because you love him.
Yeah. Oh, that's really weird, dude. Ladies, get some help. Seriously. And men, get some fucking help, too. But the one about introducing your girl to a lot of shit, I've introduced her to so much.
I want
to
introduce you to my cock.
Not drug wise, but just otherwise.
Her.
I corrupted her. She was a really innocent girl.
Was she square,
dude,
when she met you?
She was a L7, man. She really was, dude. Poor girl. She just discovered.
So you're the criminal for her, aren't you?
I'm fucking, put me in Britney Spears fucking makeup, dude. I'm the fucking criminal.
No, you'd be the guy in the video. Why do you always have to go to transsexuals?
Because I told you he's a fucking fag and not a cigarette, okay?
Fuck you in my English accent. I am not a cigarette, nor am I gay. Okay?
Yeah.
But
there
somehow,
goes explaining himself again.
Somehow you want to dress up like Britney Spears.
Well,
in drag.
Another skeleton in the closet, possibly, okay? Just JK. JK.
Uh-oh.
That doesn't make it okay. That's like calling somebody fat who's fat, and you're like, I'm just kidding. That doesn't take away the wound you just caused to that soul.
The stab to the heart.
There's some truth in every joke.
Fuck,
there's
guys.
Truth in every single joke. I'm not joking when I say I'm just joking. I'm telling the truth.
Well, I'm going to move on, goddammit, because I'm not gay. Speaking of criminals, nice segue, huh? Another one is she has a criminal past. It says maybe it was disorderly conduct or maybe it was public intoxication. If she has a record, she'll be damned before she reveals that this secret in a relationship. Once again, a law-breaking past is often tied to a bad boy.
Assault and battery on an ex-boyfriend.
There
and now
you
she's
go.
With you. Oh, but it's okay. I won't do that to you.
Exactly. Oh, no, bitch. Stay far.
But if you fucking cheat on me?
Yeah.
That's it.
I will kill you.
You listen to the Oddcast? I'm from El Monte. Okay. And I have a nice working garbage disposal.
Uh-oh. And a good pair of scissors.
Mm-hmm.
The kind with the orange handles.
You have to sleep sometime.
See, weird shit, dude.
It's like Freddy Krueger.
Oh, man.
I'll get you in your sleep.
What about this one? She's had freaky, I mean really freaky sex. Maybe she's had a threesome. Maybe she's been with another woman. Whatever it is, she has done more than she leads on to, for you to believe. She has some really unexpected bedroom baggage that she'll never let you know about.
If she's a dominatrix, no.
That'd be something you want to hide.
Because you like you want to be the dominant one, right, Desi?
No, I like to be dominated, but I just don't like... I think that's just a little too much. Like, if you're doing all kinds of weird, freaky shit with all kinds of random people because they want to pay you for it, I can't get it. I just see you as trashy. That's too recycled.
Very true.
Too recycled.
It's too. Very it's just true. Too like. She's like, I know what I'm doing. I've done this a million times. Oh God.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't want that.
That is weird, and it is kind of creepy when you go on a first date and she just fucking sucks the best dick you're ever. You're like, damn, she's a hoe. She's done this
like
a lot. Like a who exactly? Like a fucking watermelon through a garden hose. You're like, you've made a lot of big sticks in your past, haven't you?
No, I don't do this very often.
Yeah, that's the best one. That's when they suck the best dick, Rob, is when they say, oh, I don't normally do this. They know how to unzip your pants, how to pull it out of the fucking little
hole. They do it with their teeth the whole time. It's
exactly.
Just like,
how to put a condom on with their mouth.
You're like, where's the other hand? What is that? There's like three or four things going on. You're like, what the hell?
I never put a condom on a cock with my mouth before.
I met a dominatrix in Vegas at a bar, and I didn't realize I didn't know she was a dominatrix until after the fact.
When she pulled out her whip or what?
No, she gave me her website.
Oh, damn.
And it was in a voicemail on my own phone. I guess she called herself on my phone because I was drunk.
Okay.
And she's like, this is blah blah blah, and you can find me at blah 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 .com.
What?
And I'm like, huh? So the next day I wake up and I hear my voice. I'm like, what the fuck was last night about?
Wow.
And I go out to the website, I'm like, oh my God, you're a dominatrix.
Wow.
And she's like, when are you coming back to Vegas? We should hook. I'm like, I never text her again.
Damn.
Banana.
Crazy.
Wasn't that the magic word? It was abracadabra.
Here's another one, and more so now because everything is being recorded and everything is a fucking recording device. But she's had freaky sex on film. That's another one of the skeletons she's hiding.
Privately or publicly?
Just behind it. Let's see. Be careful with porn sites, they say, because you may see your girlfriend or your mother to be on there. Anything from like amateur fucking porn to...
There's a website called, I think it's istayup.com or something like that.
Tell me, hold on, wait, let me write that down. Istayup.com.
I think it's istayup.com.
Hey, it's a double entendre.
I'll look for it.
Late night masturbating.
But basically, it's with the person's Facebook. I mean, it's a picture of their Facebook, but, you know, this importance of blurred out.
Right.
And their picture. And then it's naked pictures of cell phone things that they send to other people. Then they don't like them anymore. So they go post it. And it's your Facebook, and then it's your normal photos. And then it's like your naked
That's
photos.
Dirty. That's dirty.
No
it's
way.
Like, holy shit. Yeah. Some of them That's are hot. Cold. Some of them are like, oh my God, some fat women or 50-year-old women. It's like, ew. And they got big old titties. And it's like.
Oh my God. With their actual Facebook pages.
Yes. They look all peaceful and normal and like cute, and then they're all slut out.
Oh my God, that would be terrible.
Wowzer.
Now I looked it up to see if I wasn't on there.
Oh shit.
No, I'm just kidding.
Now I want to do a little round robin here, as they say in elementary school. Who here is on camera in a sexual manner? Robert?
Yes.
Yes.
Aaron? No. Are you sure about that, right? Okay. No. Desi, yes. I don't even have to ask you. Tim, are you on a camera? Are you anywhere on the internet that you think behind camera? Yes.
He's not on the internet, but he's somewhere.
Okay, gotcha. lovely. Wow. Brittany, are you,
but somewhere,
somewhere
in someone's files, deep in someone's archives.
Deep in the archives, there's Brittany.
Funky?
No.
Nope.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
He says no, not yet.
That doesn't mean that he wouldn't.
Yep.
He's going to Vegas next week. We'll see.
Uh-oh. The majority of us in here.
Session.
Damn. The majority of us in here are on some creepy, kinky shit. That's scary. So I don't want to look at. I never want to look at your phone, right?
Like, no.
Okay.
Yeah, I never look at my phone.
Wow.
That's why I don't look through people's phones anymore.
Yeah.
I won't dare look through anyone's pictures.
No.
No.
I'm like, I do not want to see your private parts. Because I know they're in there somewhere.
Oh, dude. And that's the problem with the phone. Why did it have to be the phone of all things? Why couldn't it have been?
Let's do another round robin. Who's got a naked picture on their phone? I'll go first. I do.
You do? Okay. Desi?
Oh, not of myself, but of another girl.
Hey. You don't mind pulling that out right now? No, just kidding. I don't, because I still don't know how to fucking take a picture with
Grandpa.
My phone.
2000 late.
Grandpa Dusty.
Aaron, so now, is that a naked picture on your phone?
Everything I have is on VHS.
Yeah. Yes, there is. There's some, there's a naked picture on Aaron's phone somewhere.
After being with Aaron on the a few weeks ago on the pervert show or whatever show he did. Oh, it's called Delete. There you go.
It's called Good Save. There's call. A there's apps where you can have it locked. Like you take your photos from your photo album.
I
and
bought
you throw
that one.
Them. Yeah, I had one of them. And you
I
throw
didn't
them
buy
in
it,
there.
But I got it.
Yeah, you throw them in there, and you have to have a circuit code, so nobody, you know, just put all your dirty ones in there. So, you know, get more hip to it.
Yeah.
You can take all the dirty ones you want, but I don't know, man. If they can see, I don't know. I think people can get those pictures and, you know, they can hack into celebrities.
Yep.
Things.
Well,
and if someone's seen
them.
Who's
going to want to hack into my phone? Really.
Not nobody in this. Me personally, no, Desi.
Oh, no thanks.
Yep, there you go.
See, I think I'm okay.
Yep, you're good. Whew. Okay, another skeleton in her closet is she has slept with someone you know.
Yeah.
Says, you ever wonder why your friend always smiles a little too much at your girlfriend? Ever see how awkward she gets around him? This could be why. She had sex with him. Few skeletons are worse than this because she knows they could tell some stories about her the way she was and the way she is.
Sadly, I have friends like that.
Yeah, I think that's so common nowadays. Has to be so fucking friends.
It's okay. I return the favor.
Yeah.
Friends yeah. share everything.
They
friends
should've.
Do everything
Not
together.
Everything.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to, but if the bitch is gonna fucking jump, kidding.
See, and there's a certain bro code that guys have, and it, you don't cross that line. You just don't. There's something you don't do, and that's that. You just don't do that.
Sleep with girls.
Sleep with your ex-girlfriend, your current girlfriend. But believe me, a lot of guys break the bro code. That's why it's called a bro code, and it's a code because a lot of fucking guys break it. And fuck
a lot of
guys.
My ex-boyfriend's friends would come after or like hit me up after the fact, like, "Hey, what's up?" And I'm like, "What the fuck, dude?
Saw your Facebook status turned to single."
Oh, so you guys have been together? So and they don't send it on your wall; they send you a message.
Exactly. That's when you
and
know some
like,
kinky
what
shit.
What the fuck's up, dude? I ain't stupid.
Yeah.
What's up? Just kidding.
Well, no, really. What's up, nigga? You trying to do something?
If like they're cute, I'll do it. I don't give a shit. We broke up for a reason.
There you go.
I'm trying to get back at him. That's your friend.
Motherfucker.
That ain't my deal anymore.
It's Christmas time. Speaking real quick, Christmas, because Christmas is here. And another thing I want to spread the word about is because I just thought of something the other day because I saw another one that I haven't seen in a long time. But when I was growing up, we kind of went to the YMCA in the ghetto and everything, and they had a black Santa.
Really?
A black Santa.
Because you guys were in the ghetto.
It was, and it was a mainly a black neighborhood.
Did you have a brown Easter bunny too?
No, nah, I stole all the eggs. And no, he'd be stealing the eggs.
You got hollow eggs and like hard boiled eggs.
Food stamps in your Easter eggs.
But can we get rid of the black Santa, please?
I think we should.
I really think we.
Well, that's
need...
racist, man.
No. Fuck that.
That's racist.
Get rid of the black fucking Santa,
dude.
The
story is a white guy in a red coat.
Thank you. A white guy, right?
That's just the story.
That just go with the fucking story. None of this political correctness.
They don't have no fucking, St. Patrick's Day, the Irish, you know, little Irish guy,
little
leprechaun
midget,
is like Asian and shit.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's all, yes, everybody, you know, like, they shouldn't make Santa black.
You want to be gold?
Yeah.
You want to be gold? You want to be gold now? You can't have me cold.
Because I've heard a lot of black people say this, actually, because I happen to be half black. I pull that card out every once in a while at rap concerts.
Right.
But they don't want to be like, oh, I don't want my kids thinking no white man is bringing me presents. I want them to know that a black
Well, you know
man.
Damn well no black man's been bringing you presents. You see a black man in your fucking house in a Santa Claus. Robbery! Robbery!
Boom, 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 boom!
Seriously, if I saw a black guy in my living room, I'm like, what? Okay, I'm sorry, sir. What do you want? Please don't hurt me.
She has 9-1 on her phone just for that particular reason. In case she sees a black guy, she can hit that last one and just boom, 911. Black guy, boop! As soon as you say black guy, just if you ever want to call 911 and get a fast response, just say black guy, boop, and like you'll hear the cop cars outside. As soon as you say black guy, they'll be there, dude.
There was a cat
me.
In a tree, but I told him a black guy.
Black put guy, it, boop, boop.
I told him a black guy put it
Guns
there.
Guns drawn and everything.
They were there in 2 seconds.
Try it, ladies and gentlemen. Try it.
Yep.
But yeah, sorry, I just had to throw that out there. Can we use it
all the time. What are you talking about? I don't have a phone. I just go, black guy.
Somebody has, if I got a phone, I'll dial it. I have it right here.
They should have a whistle that when you blow into it, it says black guy instead of
What's that?
Don't be a menace.
Yeah, nigga.
They should have that. Like it should, like as you walk into any type of store, or anything, it'd be like Caucasian nigga. Oh no, wait, Mexican. Cracker beaner nigga. Like oh shit.
So you know, do we need to send security to the front, or can we just let security hang out?
Or if it says African American, oh he's educated.
Yeah, he's
he must be
fine.
Wearing glasses.
He had
he's
glasses.
Fine.
It's Dusty Angel. Hi guys.
Hey guys, how you doing? It's Dusty Angel.
I'm African American.
Don't worry, guys. I buy my pot at a medical facility, not off a dealer.
A-okay. I have car insurance. Geico.
So easy, Dusty Angel could do it.
Now, the number one skeleton in her closet, and this, and I always, whenever a woman gives me a number, I always multiply it by at least
she's
two.
She's a hoe.
She slept with a lot of people. If she tells you three, it's six. If she tells
I'll
you six, it's
tell.
12. Exactly.
She tells
Do
you,
I add
if
the
she
girls
tells
and
you 20,
guys?
It's at least 60.
Seriously. I would say even triple it nowadays.
But do I have to add the girls and the guys together? Does that make
yes.
me a bigger whore?
Yeah. But fuck it. Yeah, but yeah.
Well,
it does. But yeah.
Whatever, I'll never tell. I almost calculated for a second. I'm like, wait, well, hold up. Nah, I don't know.
It's only two, right, Desi? Only two.
Yeah, right.
Girl or guy?
One of each.
To my motherfucking ass.
Girls I can count with one hand. Guys, I will never tell.
It's three. It's always three. Three seems to be the number for you girls. Like, girls,
right.
How many of three?
I just
three
say,
guys?
Like, how many serious relationships
bitch,
I had. I'm like, that's
please.
How many.
Oh, yeah, I've only had two serious relationships in my whole life.
That's not the question.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's a good way to answer it, to get around the question, Destiny.
But it's bad if a guy's like, I knew I had a friend who dated a guy who said he's been with, he was like, well, if you hear anything from other girls, I just want you to know now I've been with a lot of girls, like over 50.
Oh, wowzer.
Okay.
Damn.
Slut.
Please, have you been fucking testing?
I know, but I'm like, how are you so, like, why would you say that to somebody? I didn't understand. She came and told me, and I was like, I don't know. He's a whore, dude.
Yep, there you go. Yeah.
Well, at least
protect
he didn't lie.
Shit. Well, yeah, but some, like I said, some things are better left unsaid.
Yep.
That's one of them.
Yeah.
If that's a skeleton in your closet, you were a big man whore, don't go and tell the next girlfriend. Well, just in case the girls hit you up.
Yeah, you don't want to
I slept with a lot.
That. You don't want to mention that. You don't want to mention that.
You know,
if
that's
it comes
kind of cocky
up,
too, isn't it?
Yeah. Really cocky, dude. You know, one thing I wanted to do real quick before I forget, because we smoke so much fucking weed on this show, and I'm so high and kind of faded, actually.
Thanks to California state law, which enables us to smoke legally.
So you can fuck with us. Thank you very much. I have a bad back.
Only statewide, legally,
Our good friend Brian Whitman wanted us to plug his, what is it, Rob?
The 12 Podcasts of Christmas.
Yes, on brianwhitman.com. You know Brian Whitman from 97.1, from KBC. You love him, Mr. Impression. He's been on our show before. He is a great dude. Check out his show. He's going to release one every day, I think, for 12
starting
days,
tomorrow.
Right? Starting Monday. Monday, December 12th up until December 24th. You get 12 great shows from Brian Whitman, your favorite radio bad boy. Sorry, he paid me $50 to do that. No, I'm just kidding. He didn't pay me a dime.
You better split that,
he didn't
bitch.
Pay me a dime, dude.
Wait,
we
how
love
did you get
Brian.
$50 and I didn't get shit?
We love Brian Whitman, dude. So, yeah, check him out at brianwhitman.com starting December 12th.
I guess I'll give a shout-out to that guy who asked. He asked for the Air FM website. I posted, check out the Oddcast at 9 p.m. tonight at airfm.com. Then he asked, what was that link again to your show? So, Eddie Gray. There's your shout-out.
Shout out to
nice
Eddie
one, dude.
Gray.
Were you stoned?
That's a pimp name. My name Eddie Gray. I like that. That's kind of cool.
He's Mexican.
Robert, do you have a shout out?
I'll make shout out to a friend, John Salcido. I never give John a shout out, and I always say I'm going to.
I love those. Like I don't know if you guys listen to like 99.1 FM in Los Angeles. It is, but on Sunday nights. They do, like, the dedications. It's, like, Art LeBeau. And he does, and all the cholas call in. And
My sister goes to that all the time.
Yeah, I knew.
I was just talking about that earlier.
I had a feeling one of your family members would
Because I asked.
Involved.
I didn't understand. I'm like, what do they do at the Art LeBeau concerts? I don't get it. And I guess, like.
You go and listen to oldies.
Well, I guess they go and perform, like, the oldies.
Yeah.
But I'm like,
they're
not going to be able to do that eventually because that time's going to die.
Yeah.
Like, they're already old and replacing half of the members. And, you know.
I'd like to make an Art LeBeau shout out.
Now, the funny.
To Timothy Fratt. It was his birthday last week. Say happy birthday to him.
No, they don't. They don't allow
happy
gays
birthday
to call.
I'm little big sister. Little... I turned 25 and he turned 23.
Oh, I'm hell little big no, sister. Dude. Little big sister.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of incestuous.
Well, because I'm little, but I'm his big sister, but I'm little, but not literally his sister. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It now, works.
Say happy birthday, damn it.
Does your sister have a
Oh my god.
Huh? Tell Tim happy birthday.
Who, Tim?
Yes.
Why?
It was his birthday.
Really? Happy birthday, motherfucker. Is there somebody, did I miss something?
We were having a conversation about how it was Tim's birthday.
Uh-huh.
I told you to tell him happy birthday twice.
Oh, you did. See, and you know what? We all tune out, like, what, every, like, a couple times during the show.
Wow.
I talked to Desi, and she's looking
Thank
at
you.
Me like she's a deer in headlights. So I, that was my tune-out moment, because usually when you talk about Tim, he gets into some gay shit. So that's when...
No, he was fantasizing. No, he said he heard gay. I mean, he heard Tim, and he thought gay, that's, and then he was like,
fuck you.
Dusty Angel here, guys.
That's usually when I tune out, so sorry. Happy birthday, Tim. 21. But I told him earlier.
23.
We never mind. Sorry, dude. Happy birthday, bro.
Sorry, bro. I was too busy fantasizing about you, bro.
I was too busy talking about cholas. No, because I wanted to know what your sister's chola name is.
Grumpy.
Grumpy, wow.
She's one of the seven dwarves.
Yeah.
He's Grumpy.
Hey, she was with Dopey, and
she's
that's not a lie.
Dopey.
No, her boyfriend, his name is Dopey.
His name
wow.
was Dopey.
Uh-huh. Now, the best part is, like, when they call and, like, hey, Art LeBeau, want to give a shout-out to Big Dopey. He's locked up right now in Chino. I just want to let you know I love you so much, and I want to dedicate this song to you. It's Always and Forever. It's not the original. It's the rap song that my homeboy Chiste wrote. Check it out. We love you. Hey, stay up, hey. I love you. I'm taking care of your kids.
Or how about when Art LeBeau reads it?
This is Art LeBeau. I know, right? He's like, hey.
And this one goes out from Little Smiley to
Joker.
Big Joker.
It's funny the names, because it's like, that's not even a real name. Like, that could be a dedication to, like, so many different gang members at that moment.
Exactly. Like 28 in the Los Angeles.
Are you cheating
alone.
On me, eh?
I know, right? Because there are, like, six names that you see over and over again on the wall, right?
Oh, of course.
Grumpy, Smiley.
Grumpy.
Uh-huh.
Dopey, and... Sleepy, Murder,
exactly.
E.
All the fucking...
Slashy.
Lil Devil.
Gunny.
But what I want to know is why...
Drive-by.
Why, let's think about this. Why the seven dwarves of all movies, of all
They're
Disney
describing
films?
Each other's, like, characteristics,
True,
basically.
But...
My sister's a bitch, so they call her Grumpy.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not the Smurfs? I'm Papa Smurf.
Hey, Smurfette.
Hey, Smurfette.
Hey, Smurfette.
There's only one. All the girls have the name Smurfette.
Why you call him Smurf? Because he's blue, dude.
My friend used to call herself Raiderette.
He's sad
wow.
all the time.
Raiderette.
Raiderette. I'm like, what the fuck?
Wow. Oh, boy.
And my other friend wasn't even a gangster called herself because she was a rocker. Creepette.
Creepette. Creepette. Fuck it. With two T's? The two T's and an E.
I don't know how she spelled
it. I don't know how to spell it, eh? So fuck it. In French, it's creepé.
Creepy.
Shit gets too confusing, dude. But no, I've always wondered why the dwarves of all people. There's a lot. There's seven of a lot of.
Do you remember those little homie?
Yep. I do.
Come
yeah.
in little quarter machines.
Uh huh. Exactly.
Yeah, I used to collect them all. I was like, oh, if you think about it, we're like making fun of you.
Yes.
And you guys collected yourselves.
Yeah.
Yep. Little homies.
Look, it's Smiley. Look, it's like Smiley over there lives across the street.
And exactly. What about the parents who buy their kids these little fucking figurines? You're like, really?
Look, it's like your Uncle Frank.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
look, look. I know your daddy's in prison, but look, he's here in spirit. And this, he wants you to look at this every night before you go to bed.
Here's a little
and
Joker.
And kiss it. Kiss it for daddy.
Oh, that's
Papi.
Cold.
Kiss it for papa.
Kiss it for papi.
Because that's not far from what really happens out there in
no,
some households.
Not.
That's really sad. That's really, really sad,
That's
dude.
A terrible truth,
Stop
isn't
doing
it?
That. And you know what? While we're at it, stop dressing your kids like little gangsters.
I know.
I see fucking cholos dressing their kids. And it's Nike,
and
Cortez.
They got the shorts that go down to their legs.
The Dickies. No. Please, people. Do
you like, you want them to be a walking target at three?
Thank you. Jesus. He's a midget. Shoot him. Boom. There's your kid.
Hey, that's Shorty. Get him.
Exactly, right? He's a dwarf. Wait, is that the politically correct term? Dwarf? Okay, he's a dwarf. No, dude. Stop. Yeah, stop fucking dressing.
Joyous little person.
Please stop dressing your kids up like that. That's not cool. That's another thing you see in LA that you probably don't see in a lot of other places.
Amongst the taco stands in the corner.
God, people, please.
And the roosters in the backyard.
Jesus.
And the mariachi bands at every restaurant.
Yep.
But enough about Huntington Park.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about...
On to LA.
We got roosters. No.
I can say that because I came from Huntington Park.
Yeah, you can.
I know it's true.
You can say it like I can say nigga, and so can Desi, actually.
Like you can talk about Compton.
Exactly. Even I never lived in Compton.
I don't give a shit about
lived in Long Beach. Long Beach.
So, you know, I was at the bar like this weekend, and this guy, right, he's like a fucking lush.
Uh-huh.
Like he talks like this.
Uh-huh.
And his name is Blake from Sales.
Uh-oh. Blake from
and
Sales.
And that's how he introduces himself to girls.
Is he a white dude?
He's a white dude.
Blake.
And he's always trying to, like, he's always at the bar, he's always trying to hit on girls.
From Tennessee.
So I watched him epically fail in front of me. I mean, it's loud music playing, but I can watch, like, body language.
Uh-huh.
And he's sitting next to this girl, and he's trying to talk to her. And his first joke to her is about fucking some girl with these tits.
Oh, boy.
And to see the expression on this girl's face was, like, priceless.
She's gonna love this one. In his head, that's what he was thinking.
So he's just, like, saying this in her face, like, ooh, and then she does this whole body language thing. She turns her, like, shoulder to the side, and that's automatically, like, leave me alone. And so he continues again and starts talking again to her, like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm sitting there laughing. I'm doing this whole thing, wrapping, like, a noose around my head and tanging myself, like, and they're looking at me, and I'm laughing.
God.
And then the guy friend sitting next to her goes over and is like, oh, yeah, we haven't seen each other in a while, so we're kind of, like, trying to hang out, you know, like, leave my friend alone.
Oh, boy. See?
I loved it because I've watched this guy do this over and over again, and how he talks and belittles women, and to watch him fail in front of me as I'm laughing.
That's great shit.
And then
huh?
After the fact, me and this girl are sign languaging to each other, laughing about him in front of him.
Right.
I don't know. That was this part of my week. I thought I'd bring it up. You know.
What's the most weirdest? Because you guys have to hear some shit, right, Desi? Like, what's the most weirdest thing you heard this week? Because you guys probably hear it probably.
Well,
is
hearing
a top...
that guy tell her a joke about some girl and her
that has
way her
to be
tits
a...
look like you don't go and insult a woman to another woman.
The opener.
Because that tells us how you are instantly. Oh, you're a pig.
That's
you're
the
a male chauvinist pig. Thank you. Please
Jesus.
Leave me alone. If you've known the person for a while, okay, go for it. But you don't meet somebody at a bar. Hey, baby, want to? So I was looking at my dick earlier and I realized it looked like something. Like what? I don't want to think that.
God, it makes me embarrassed to be a guy sometimes. And I know, I think earlier we said women are stupid, but you know what? Women are they can be stupid, but they are the smarter of the two because they don't say stupid shit like we say. Oh,
I guess that's kind of true.
Like, I know how to politely walk out of a situation if I know the person's not interested.
There you go.
Like, it happened at the bar the same night. There was a chick, I thought she was kind of cute. And, like, I just ignored it. And then I happened to be buying a drink at the bar. And she was like, oh, well, can I buy your drink? Because I want to, it's a $10 minimum. So I'm like, yeah, sure. So I tried to spark a conversation. Like, well, I'm blah, blah, blah. Who are you? Thanks for buying my drink. But she kind of kept playing on her phone.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, All right, well, thank you.
Yeah,
and I walked away. I was like, this is stupid. I wasn't standing there like, so you want to hear a joke? So I was looking at this girl's tits.
Jesus. I don't know what goes through guys' heads. Sometime, dude. They're probably
fucking were at.
It's not that head you're thinking.
It's
what
not.
We were at a nightclub
Jeez.
The other night, celebrating Tim's birthday.
Woohoo! Which I didn't fucking
no.
Hey.
And we were outside smoking a cigarette, and this guy started talking to us. And apparently, he was there alone, and he was a pastor's son, and he was there trying to pick up transsexuals.
Was this in the bag? Oh yeah. Hey.
Was he drunk?
It's Rob Song again. Oh my god.
But it was funny because he was, like, telling everybody this. Like, he's new to the gay scene, but he's out there telling everybody that he's into transsexuals, and he's kind of confused about it.
He's kind of confused.
So did he want you guys to help him? That's probably his excuse to get guys into bed.
He was mostly talking to girls. He was talking to Aaron, and he was talking to Brittany.
He was hoping they were transsexuals, dude. Like, you know?
I know. He's like, do you got a dick between
yeah,
those legs?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh,
he's...
God. And we were trying to... Well,
no,
Aaron...
I've seen some trannies on Maury Povich that are not obvious, dude.
Aaron was trying to tell him that, you know, if you like dick, you should just, you know, be gay. But if you like girls with dick, you know, more power to you.
It's a whole other genre, dude. It's the problem with all these porn sites and everything. Not the problem, but you know what? It's been going on. It's been a thing in Thailand.
It's been in people's closets. Their
exactly.
skeletons. And now that we have internet, it's
Desi,
out there because...
Look at Desi wrapping it up.
Right?
Okay, baby,
I'm good,
go for
huh?
it. Do it, baby.
but it's true because back in the day, you know, everybody kept that in their closet. Now it's like virtual. It's like, hey, well, you can go to a site and go be a fucking transsexual fetish person that wants to watch a girl with a dick. Suck
when,
off a midget or something.
If your friend Rob came up to you and said, I'm going to Thailand next week, what's the first thing you think he's going to?
Lady boys.
Exactly. And it's a beautiful country, apparently, and all that, but no, it's already associated with the lady boys. Yep.
If there's a RuPaul song called Lady Boys. You should get it.
Not surprised.
You might want to dance to or
work out
to
his hands back and forth. Girl,
nah, I'm only
a girl.
My iPod's Shake only allotted one RuPaul song.
This is for my lady boys, lady boys.
You know RuPaul was in a B-52s video back in the day?
Yeah, Love Shack.
Love Shack. And when they're all partying, you see RuPaul get down. He goes low and comes back up. And he looks like a woman.
No, thank you. And he has to have a big cock, right?
He's black.
He's black.
Rube, and he's a big dude, man.
He is tall.
Wow.
Hey, but he makes a pretty woman. Oof. I think so.
You should watch RuPaul's Drag Race. It's funny.
Is it a reality show?
Yeah.
Well, I'd watch it.
It's funny. I don't understand how he has a mustache sometimes, and then when he's dressed up as a drag.
Oh, she's about to say the F word.
You know, he doesn't have the mustache. Hey, I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah, you are. No, you
My
are.
My brother's gay.
You eat pussy, too. So.
Exactly. My friends are all gay.
Nice.
I have a black friend.
Just like I can say nigger, because he's half black.
There you go. See?
Please don't be upset.
Don't
I
write
love
in.
Everyone. Please don't write in saying that.
She hates everyone.
I will explain myself once again to you.
On another show, huh?
On another show for the third fucking time.
Exactly. If you don't know now, now you know, motherfucker.
You made it comfortable. Deal with
Thank
it.
Thank you. I'm half black. So on that note, should we get the fuck out of here?
I think it's time.
Cool. Now check us out at theoddcastshow.com.
AirFM Live at AirFM.com.
Theoddcastshow at gmail.com. And give us a call at 567-694-6969.
Oh, that sounded
Your
crazy.
Your favorite number.
Check us out Monday through Friday on Air FM.
And this song is specifically for everybody going to work tomorrow.
7 a.m. in the morning. Check us out every morning on Air FM Live. We love you. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Peace.
Peace out, freaks. Peace out, freaks. I hate my boss. participation, no hazards, and na 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 na.